Sports Betting Show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated, Thunderdome. I am Tony Diggs.
And a baby toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
Wow. G'day, Tony.
Hey, you. Nikki Skates. How are we?
How are we doing?
Bruce, what's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude?
Otter?
Tony.
Oh, no.
It's a
sad pen.
What's wrong, man?
I mean, this was one of the worst mornings I've probably ever had in my own head.
What can you do?
Then you've had a great life.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, it wasn't that.
You faced no real adversity today.
That's a pretty good point. That is very true. I am just extremely upset because, I mean, the Lakers played the best ball game. You really could have asked any of them to play.
But I don't think you can be upset. Like, you can be upset about losing, but I think
the boys tried hard.
Yeah, like I would be proud of the Lakers for how they performed the first two games. And now you're going home.
Now you're going home.
Yeah,
coming home.
If to be honest,
stole one.
The backroom kind of switched last night. Like Lakers should have won. Knicks should have lost. And you know that's
not true. Sixers got out hustled, out rebound.
When I was putting in,
how many times are teams down five with 13 left and they win? A lot, or is that just like a normal occurrence?
I think they were down three. Well, no, they were up one with 13 seconds left. They were down five with 47 seconds left. Got the ball. Obviously,
lucky three.
Yeah, Brunson got a lucky bounce after another night of him basically unable to make a shot from the field. But he's going to turn it around. And the Sixers are doing a great job making him uncomfortable. But the Knicks earned that win. There was no like real fluke about the loose ball, the rebound.
No. Sure, the last.
Do you think it was a foul on Maxey?
When he pushed off on Josh Hart. Yeah, probably should have been a dead ball foul before the play started.
You can't talk about it with him.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go through it and be like, that was a foul.
No, I didn't. Did I say it was a foul? I asked you a question. I said, did you think it was a foul?
Going through it, before the ball was inbounded, Maxey fouled Josh Hart, offensive foul. Then
you thought you were getting off.
Then on the inbound, there was the jersey pull from Brunson, for sure, which has been let slide through the first two games of the series. And then, yes, there probably was a foul on Josh Hart on the trap. On Maxey by Josh Hart.
I had the Islanders plus 1.5.
That one stung, huh? That was, Canes in 60, never even thought about it losing, to be honest. It's always...
The hell happens.
It's always trouble when you go up early. When you go up big early, that's tough to hold. The Stars... Modern
NHL. Sure, losing by one would have been fine, though.
The Stars were down before the game even fucking started. I had never seen anything fucking like it in my life. I was so mad. So mad.
Which part? What are you talking about?
This is Homer. I'm being the Homer. I don't know if you are with this one. Said it all fucking ready. Show me a fucking series ever in the NHL playoffs where there was a penalty 20 seconds into a series. Not a game. The series, the first round. It actually wasn't a penalty. And then we got called for a bullshit hooking. And you can't play from behind against Vegas because they know how to kill a game off.
Well, if it's any consolation, you know, next year, those types of high sticks will be reviewable. So,
is Otter okay?
What's that?
Is Otter okay?
I worry that Vegas kind of has his number. They get in front of the net. Like, he couldn't see.
Feels good, though. Vegas' goalie stunk, too.
Not Logie's best game.
I mean,
we'll see if they turn to Aiden Hill or if they keep rolling with him.
That's why I didn't, I didn't want to play them. They're fucking good. If this is Western Conference Final, it'd be great. But first round, it's not great.
There was a third basketball game last night, right?
Which one?
Cavs and Magic?
The Cavs were, the Cavs were pretty dumb.
I think the Cavs are kind of...
The NBA TV game.
Sliding under the radar.
Tree falling in the
They're
water.
Legit playing good ball right now. Nobody knows a damn thing about
it. All right, let's do it tonight. Guess where we're starting?
Knicks here, I'd say the ice.
Yeah, we're starting on the ice.
Thank God.
Okay. What's wrong, Mitt? Why'd you say it like that?
Well, Tony, I mean, the Lakers played the best game they possibly could have fucking played, and then they're going back fucking home, and then they're going to lose again, and then they're going to get swept. So, you know what? Pack your bags.
Hey, do you know what they say, Mitt? You're not out of a series till you lose at home.
That's true. 100% true.
It'll be a gentleman's sweep. Nothing wrong with that.
The Rags are minus 275 tonight again.
Minus 300, bro.
Minus 300 in some spots. How do we feel?
I'll lay the 165 for the 60-minute money line. they are a much, 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 much better, younger, faster, could even argue bigger, stronger team than the Capitals. It's tough because the Capitals at any moment, you know, Ovechkin could catch lightning in a bottle and pull from that fountain of youth and just light it up and take over a game still. But the Rangers are so deep and Panarin is playing the best he's ever played. Igor's a brick wall. They've got great defense. They move the puck well. It's a tall task. It's a tall task. Yeah, Rempe kind of neutralizes the Tom Wilson
juiced factor. Last night?
Probably. No. If you're talking about his juices game one, I would expect more juice than they had in game one. The Knicks, I mean, they haven't seen that in years, so of course not.
But John Stark's going to be there.
And it's also just less people are in there.
Hank will be there.
The size of the rink.
Yeah, the Rags fans, they'll bring it, though. Bring it.
Hank will be there. Mess will be there.
TNT, won't he? Moose will be on ESPN. Yeah.
Maybe. We don't. I'm not sure.
Tough. Regardless, me Rags in 60.
It's bizarre just seeing a New York team in the playoffs with this sort of price. Like, it made me just take them to win the Stanley Cup today, even though I don't really believe in them to do it, just because it's like, all right, if we're laying 300 in the first round, we might as well just ride this thing out to the bitter end.
I agree, 100%. Go ahead.
I think with the Demko news, ticket you have to have right now.
Notcher?
Yeah.
Avs to win the series?
No, you have to take the Oilers to
To win it all.
Win the cup. Mm. Because now if the Oilers beat the Kings, they got the winner, the Cougars and Preds.
Minus. They did look good. You know, they scored 7 last night.
They're always going to give up goals. That's
they gave up 4.
Yeah, I mean, you get into
can they win 3? Can they win 3-1? Can they win 2-0?
I don't think they want to.
Definitely don't want to.
The Battle of Florida. I'll take the Panthers.
I'm going +1.5 on the Bolts, -170. Ooh. Yeah.
Bolts are going to get one here. Is it this game or game 3? That's the hot question.
Feels like three.
Does it?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a
you
mark.
You think it's tonight?
I feel like a lightning mark that I just believe in.
Vasilevsky's so good, dude.
Yeah, and the way Kucherov played this year. No, I love Florida, and I think they're built for the playoffs.
Coach for heart, baby.
But it's hard to write off the Bolts. It's hard to see that. Like, remember they went on that run where they just didn't lose. Vasi just didn't lose consecutive games.
Yeah.
The old firm.
So with that in mind, I still like Florida to win the series, but I will take the Bolts tonight.
Ooh, you
are. Go Bolts.
+150.
Yeah.
Good price.
I wanted to look up the consecutive game stat because I do now that
he did eventually drop one, like one consecutive, but still, I think it is impressive.
Still no game sevens, I would imagine. Maybe he did, but
Winterpeg hosting the lunch.
She'll be buzzing. White out.
Cassie DeSmith is in net. Guy took the Rags to 3 overtimes. People forget.
For the ledge?
Wasn't that
the Cougars?
The Cougars.
Wasn't that Poopy Pants Louis
DeMille? Wait, what did I say?
The ledge.
You're talking about Georgiev, who just got lit up for 7. Yeah, the Smith's on Vancouver. He will be filling in for Thatcher Demko.
Yes, that's the game I was.
Big news.
That is massive.
I confused. I was talking Winterpeg.
Mm-hmm.
I was also talking Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stay in Winterpeg.
All right.
Where I will take Winterpeg.
Plus money for the home dog.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
I'll take the Lanch here to get right, make it even, and give us a series. This one could go the distance. Give me the Lanch.
Yeah, in years past, I mean, I've done this, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I'm taking the Lanch every game.
Okay.
So I think the Lanch tie things up tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
And then the aforementioned Cougars at home hosting Nashville.
I'm going to take the Preds here.
Oh.
You guys know how I feel about Casey DeSmith. We've had this discussion multiple times.
That's why we love him.
Vancouver's got a great team in front of him. That's certainly going to help. And DeSmith didn't play terrible in that game until he got hurt. That spicy pork triple overtime Louis Domingue game.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
No, it's phenomenal.
But the Preds,
we'll never forget.
The Preds have the guys, you know, McDonough, O'Reilly. Like they are built for this. They're built for a playoff run. And they're going to get into Smith's kitchen. We'll see how he handles it. I'll take the Preds at plus money against the relatively untested Casey DeSmith.
I'm so mad it's not our sweet, sweet Slovis.
Yeah, you were.
Well, you never know. He might be coming in second, third period after Casey, you know, stretches out an ab, flexor, a hip, a knee, whatever it could be.
They're buzzing in Coover. Put me down. I'm sticking with the Coovers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've already placed a bet as well. I mean, it was minus 150. It's minus 130 now. I think the Coovers win.
Okay.
I think they're in trouble going away, though.
Coover, okay. Coovers.
I got faith in Casey.
I think they win. I think Coovers win the series in seven. And then the Oilers, they'll limp in. And then the Oilers, yeah, I mean, it's, I said this a million times. I do think it is the Oilers' time. Feels right.
It does.
I don't hate it.
Feels right.
Thank you, Nick. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck tonight. Good luck.
Now we turn.
It's a shame Gorgiev is such a sieve.
He's usually not, though.
What's the deal, man?
It's so, you know what it is in the playoffs is teams have they get their game plan, and if it works, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they just hit
like this. Like Vegas knows what they're doing against Otter. Mm-hmm. So like now that they beat Georgiev, maybe the Jets have his number. And the worry is now is the Lange backup had never played in the fucking NHL.
No.
Like, that's a serious
issue. Isn't a guy sick?
I don't know.
Tough situation. I
mean, isn't a guy sick? Justice Anunin?
Yeah, is he still out?
Yeah, he's ill. He's out with an illness.
He's fucking ill, or?
Yeah, let's get that guy some Dayquil and get him between the pipes.
Is this the fucking playoffs or not? This was the chase for fucking Lordo's Cup.
I'll be honest, I don't like anything in the NBA.
NBA?
Yeah.
Oh, let's get into the NBA.
I got a nice, fun little hype-beast player prop, Palooza.
I thought about taking the Pacers, but I just can't trust them.
I like the Suns, +3.5.
Okay.
Any other takers on Suns, Mavs?
I have the over of the total game at 211.5. I just think there's going to be a good amount of offense. I like both these teams a lot.
I start my fun guy parlay with Anthony Edwards, 25+.
The FGP.
And Kevin Durant, 25+. I think it's just return, battle, awesome game. 25+ for each of those guys. Let's have fun.
Okay. I'm going on the Pacers again.
Okay.
+1.5.
Thought about it.
I think it being a lot of those guys' first playoff game, I think they'll have their bearings a bit more. They just can't go down that big early. I think Pacers, I'll take the 1.5, but I think they win.
They looked like poo.
Siakam played well.
Yeah. Yes. Siakam, it was like Siakam and
I think they were out. They were out over their skis.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Which especially scares me off.
Yep.
Tyrese Halliburton needs to have a giant game and really a giant series to advance, because in the games against Milwaukee, he was an absolute baller. Like when they were winning in the regular season, he's an absolute baller. Was the key guy. Obviously, he's the number one fucking guy. Got to play like the number one guy. And he didn't even have 10 assists. Like he was averaging like 12. Couldn't even get over 10. I think he had like 8 or something.
Wasn't his number like 12.5 at like -300 at one point this year?
Yes. Yes. Midway through the year, yeah.
I actually am on 10+ assists tonight. I just to show some life, show some fight. I am worried though that like it'll be similar to kind of how the Sixers are making Brunson uncomfortable, where it's like you press him high, no threes, and then you let him drive and then kind of try to take away those outlet passes and basically let him take contested layups one-on-one, which is kind of the game plan for any good guard. But hopefully he gets it rolling a bit.
It's a sad state of affairs here. I mean,
it might be.
We're only down
one. It's just one game.
Yeah, it's just one game. They win tonight. We're so back.
Yeah, but then you go home. Like, I think even if you don't want to go down 2-0, like that's why I'm
everyone talks about Gamebridge.
I'm so upset about the Stars losing is because you lost game one at home.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think until you lose at home, you're obviously not fine, but I think the team thinks they're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if your superstar starts being all sad and talking like this, then you might be in trouble.
Dallas, Clippers. How do we feel?
Clips, money line.
Yeah,
I like the Clips +2.5 before the Kawhi news. I'm still on the Clippers. I think this is going to be a series where the home team just
wins. Haven't got any official Kawhi news, right?
Yeah.
No,
he's just shooting around.
But I think even so, I think the Clippers still win it. I think this is going to be a home team win series, and then we'll get a showdown in game seven, see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think any of Dallas's guards can actually guard James Harden.
This is why the James Harden pickup was so big.
Yeah.
Because if Kawhi or George couldn't go, you still had Harden who can do it.
And he really did find it last game.
Fucking Russ played really good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Russ had a good game. I mean, I'm also on the Clippers money line. It's at like minus 120 right now, I'm pretty sure still. I do like it. It does worry me a little bit, but we'll see.
I'm on the Mavericks. Mainly because I think that I think they scored 30 points in the first half and just dug themselves, or maybe it was a quarter, but just dug themselves in such a hole at the open. I don't think Luka and Kyrie let that happen again. I like that Luka 30 plus, Kawhi 20 plus, and the Mavericks money line is that piece of the parlay for me. I just think that those guys come out and even this thing up.
Okay.
Nuggets only favored by 1.5 game 3.
Sheesh.
And
Knicks
and
are catching 4.5.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Cavs getting 1.5 in Orlando. Some interesting lines here. Interesting. Very interesting.
Okay. Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Had a good night on the diamond last night. 4-1-1. The Detroit game went over by 1.
So those unders come home?
Huh?
Those unders came home?
2 of the 3.
Nice.
Yeah.
I hit my parlay.
There you go, brother.
Yeah, Orioles play of the day. Came through. Yeah, first five and full.
Yeah, it was the one game away. One. You know, they were under going into the bottom of five.
That'll do it.
Hate that for you.
It really, when you dive into the first five world, you realize how many offenses come alive.
In the fifth.
Oh, yeah.
So many.
So many, because the starter just starts to fatigue. Most of the time, that's when they hit like 65 to 80.
That's the analytics.
Yeah.
All right, let's start Boston at Cleveland. Tanner Houck goes against Ben Lively. I'm going to start today the same way I started yesterday, and that's under 4.5 for that game, first five.
Red Sox,
been a dog.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. Coming off complete game 2 hitter. I like the Red Sox first five, and Tyler O'Neill back in the lineup, I believe.
Hey-o.
The IR, little 7-day concussion there.
Okay.
Those concussions can be nasty.
Yeah, they can. Brewers are at the Buccos. Buccos got a big win yesterday.
They did.
Kutch leadoff home run.
Yeah.
Kutch double.
Yeah.
Kutch had a big day.
They did.
Nice.
Jared Jones.
And
Jared
out back.
Kind of spoke it into existence.
Yeah. Yeah, Jared Jones is a dog.
Yeah.
The Tobias Myers is going for Milwaukee. That just got announced, so I didn't have a handicap.
Who's going for the Buccos?
Bailey Falter.
Ooh. Yeah, I'll put my feet up here. Yep.
Philly and Cincy. Chris Sanchez goes against Abbott. Both these guys have been good. I'm going to go first five under in this one.
Philly's won 7 straight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Philly's first five money line.
Okay.
Yep. Ooh.
I love the Reds.
I like Abbott.
Okay.
But I'm out.
I do like Abbott. Paxton goes against Corbin. Dodgers, Nats. I'm good.
Dodgers full game run line.
Okay.
Yep.
Oakland still playing the Yanks. Ooh. Paul Blackburn goes against Stroman. I can't bet on the Yanks bats right now. Staying away.
This Oakland team is fucking feisty.
Yeah, I don't think they've lost a Blackburn start.
No.
I want nothing to do with
it. Staying away.
I feel pretty confident that the Yankees are going to lose.
Fucking hell.
Bad news.
Tigers are going against Tampa. Kenta Maeda goes against Ryan Pipiol. I do have a pick here, and it is Tampa first five money line. Kenta hasn't been great this year.
Yeah, killed me yesterday, but I'm on the Rays again.
No, okay. If your name is Maeda or Maena, you're going to struggle.
Okay.
That's just how it is.
Good to know. Trevor Rogers goes against Max Fried. That's Miami and Atlanta. That line was too long for me.
Too rich. Max Fried's got like an 8-piece ERA. Yeah, so. Still laying -220.
I thought about taking the moral.
A lot of faith in the left.
Yeah, I'm out.
Fetty goes against Pablo Lopez. Had to go full game, and I had to lay the run line here, -1.5 on Twins.
Ooh, good luck out there. Should have laid it yesterday, to be fair.
Yeah, I like it, Tony. Those Twins are waking up a little bit.
Had 10 Ks yesterday.
Yeah, spoke into existence.
Yeah.
Houston, Chicago, JP France goes against Jordan Wicks. Nothing for me.
I mean, in past, it feels like a must bet on the Astros in past years, but We don't know who the Astros are right
now. Don't. They're so up and down.
Yeah.
I'm buying it.
Okay.
I'm buying it. I love the Astros in this spot. I think Wicks will struggle with the lineup, and it should wake up their bats a bit. I like the Astros full game.
Here we go.
Toronto at KC. Kevin Gausman goes against Waka Waka. I'm going to go Royals first five +0.5 with Waka.
Yeah, I did it yesterday and got killed. I'm running it back with the Royals.
Okay.
Yep.
Arizona against St. Louis. These teams... I don't like betting on them. Tommy Henry, Steven Matz, I'm out.
Put me down for the Cards.
Okay.
Yep.
Seattle at Texas. Logan Gilbert goes against Dane Dunning. I almost took Logie, but decided to stay away, but that's the side I would lean.
Yeah, I don't love going against Texas at home, but Logan Gilbert has been spinning it. Put me down for the M's first five money line.
Dad's got a push yesterday on that first five against Colorado.
Cease. I mean,
Michael King goes against Ryan Beltner. Nothing for me.
Cease is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything?
Put me down for the Dads again.
Yeah, I'm on the Dads full game here. I like Michael King a lot more than Feltner, and the Rockies have never really seen much of Michael King, which should figure well. And then, like, when you're in Colorado, the Padres, like, you know, it was 3-1 yesterday, like, tight game. Like, the runs are coming eventually, and, you know, the better lineup, you would think, with lesser pitching.
You would think.
Should be able to score more runs and inherently win the
ball game.
Here we go.
Baltimore is in LA. Grayson Rodriguez goes against Griffin Canning. I like the Orioles first five money line.
Yeah, I'll join you. I'll join you.
Don't look now. The Angels suck again. Give me the Orioles back to back here.
A little bit of a team ride there. And then the last one, Severino goes against Logie Webb. Nothing.
Logan Webb at home is fucking POD, brother. Giants first five money line.
Just make sure Severino knows what time that one starts.
Yep. Yeah, it could be late. There's traffic in San Francisco.
Time change. It's going to be so confused.
Any footy?
Footy. I got Wolverhampton, draw no bet versus Bournemouth.
Okay.
Marseille, draw no bet versus Nice. And Newcastle, draw no bet versus Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace.
Apparently Liverpool's getting the coach from Feyenoord.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. They've been a cheeky bunch.
Attacking style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's...
Don't be day one disappointed.
No, not. I'm not disappointed in that. I know it probably wouldn't work out, and I know Mourinho, maybe not the Mourinho he used to be. But I would love to see the special one, you know, just in the dugout for Liverpool.
Maybe might.
Just as a fan, I think it'd be pretty sweet.
Okay.
Plays an ugly type of football, but complete opposite of the players we have. Probably would end terribly, but it would be a moment in the EPL for sure.
Mate, you want to send us out of here?
Yeah, Tony, I have something for you.
It's this guy's problem.
I mean, Tony, it's been a bad day.
Oh, fucking boo-hoo, dude.
Well, Tony, to live in the past is to die in the present. Coach Bill Belichick.
You should take that knowledge.
You should.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm fucking trying, all right?
He's fucking trying.
All right. Good luck.
Goblin.
Hammer.
Ah!
Go, Knicks.